朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
昨天晚上我坐在底下听 Brother Ernest 讲道的时候，我一面里面非常的感动，他的信息帮助我。
I was very touched and I was very encouraged by Brother Ernest's message last night.
但是另外一面我越听越紧张。
At the same time, the more I listened to him, the more I began to get worried.
因为我今天所有要讲的都被他讲掉了。
Because everything that I wanted to talk about this morning, he already talked about.
所以你看哥林多后书第四章宝贝放在瓦器里，我想哦，他怎么知道我要用这一节
2 Corinthians, the treasure in earthen vessels, how did he knew I was going to use this verse?
那过一下他用腓立比书四章十三节，那靠着那加给我力量凡事都能做，我想谁把我奖章给他看。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 3, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who's given him my outline?
又讲以赛亚书四十章要像鹰展翅上腾。
And Isaiah chapter 40, we shall soar on eagle wings.
我是讲真心话哈，在祷告的时候，最后结束祷告的时候，我在想，至少我明天还有一个点可以讲血肉的妇人。
And I to be honest with you, at the very end when we were praying, I said I could at least touch upon this one point about this woman who's been bleeding for a long time.
没想到她祷告完快下台了，突然讲起血肉的妇人。
And then not to imagine after he prayed, he still used the illustration of the woman that's been bleeding for so many years.
那唯一的可能就是主把我的奖章给她看，没有人知道我的奖章。
The only possibility is that the Lord has given him my outline. I don't know how he got it.
所以你们知道我昨天晚上睡觉前怎么祷告吗？
Do you know how I prayed last night before I went to bed?
我跟于师母一起祷告的，我说主啊，我今天要讲的都被 Brother Ernest 讲去了。
And I said, Lord, everything that I want to share this morning, Brother Ernest already shared.
你让我今天晚上睡觉不要紧张，还是可以睡得着。
Help me not to worry that I can still have a good night's sleep.
那主听了我的祷告，我虽然醒了四五次，但是没有失眠。
I really thank the Lord. I woke up 4 or 5 times, but I didn't really lose much sleep.
你看我们唱诗，主耶稣这么丰富，
and as we're worshiping,
所以我就不管了，对不对
？And as we're worshiping, the Lord is so abundant, we don't care anymore, right?
而且我有这么好的翻译，我一点都不担心。
Such a wonderful speaker, we don't have to worry at all.
严明在哪里？你要帮我做见证哈。他有一次开车放录音带，他妈妈坐在后面，他婆婆在后面听。听完了以后说：“这个外国牧师讲得很好，只是翻译比不上他。”哈。
We don't need to translate that one. Sorry.
想起来那个唐佑智牧师，他被主接去了。他说他有一次到美国中部去讲道。
Pastor Tong, one time he went to Midwest to preach to speak.
在吃饭的时候，有一个年轻人很紧张的跑来找他。
While he was having lunch, a young man was very nervous as he came to him.
他说我们教会唯一的翻译今天没有来。
He says today our translator didn't show up. He's the only translator that we have.
他说我们牧师叫我帮你翻译，我从来没帮人家翻译过。
So my pastor asked me to please translate for you. I've never translated before.
他说你能不能把你的讲章尽可能的详细的告诉我。
He said, can you please be as detailed as you can about what you're going to speak on today?
对，唐牧师非常有爱心，几乎把他讲章要举的例子全部都告诉他。
So Pastor Tong gave him his outline and all the examples that he was going to use, all the illustration.
唐牧师说没有想到那天晚上他站上台上讲道的时候
and he said that evening as he stood up there to speak
他说那个牧师不是那个翻译紧张得不得了，他说我很多话还没讲他都先讲了。
He said, the translator was so nervous before I even said the things I wanted to say, he already said the things that I wanted to say.
他说那天是我在帮他翻译一样。
He says that day as if I was translating for him.
So you go first today.
We commit unto the Lord, he will be the one that speaks.
我第一天晚上讲如因返老还童。
The last time I spoke, we talked about have our youth renew like the eagles.
圣经用这样子的一个比喻来讲到我们怎么样子在主的里面脱离旧照，活在新照里面。
The scripture uses such an illustration to tell us how to depart from the old and come into the new creation.
我们这个人活在旧照的里面。
And when we live in the old creation,
不仅仅我们的外体会一天毁坏一天。
And not only our physical body will perish day on today.
弟兄姊妹，我们一不小心就活在非常非常老旧。旧人里面所有的生命性情习惯里面
But unknowingly we very easily slip into this realm where we live in the old man and our old nature.
所以我们自己受搅扰，我们也去伤害别人。
We are bothered by it ourselves and we end up harming other people around us.
但是我们那天用借着诗篇103篇让我们看见怎么样子能够过一个如因返老还童的生活。
And through Psalm 103 we began to see how can we have our youth renew like the eagles.
就是我们永远不要忘记他的恩惠。
That we will never forget his mercies, his tender mercies.
我们要常常在我里面的，在我里面一切所有的都要来称颂他。
And often all that is within me, we will praise the Lord.
当我们在这里赞美主的恩，数算他的恩典的时候。
And as we begin to praise him, to begin to number and count his blessings.
我们提醒自己是一个蒙大恩的人。
And we will need to remind ourselves we are people that have been immensely blessed.
而且主的恩典会让我们里面被 renew, 被 refresh.
And his grace will help us to be renewed and be refreshed.
他赦免我们一切的罪孽，医治我们一切的疾病，他救我们的命脱离死亡。
He's forgiven us all our iniquities, healed of all our diseases, and redeemed our life from destruction.
是的，我们是罪人，我们是病人，我们也是死人。
Yes, we are sinners, we are sick, and we are dead.
在他全备的救恩里面，他把我们都救出来了。
But in the fullness of his redemption and salvation, he has drawn us out.
他赦免我们一切的罪。
He has forgiven us of all our iniquities.
他医治我们一切的病。
He healed us of all our sicknesses.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你自己承不承认自己是个病人？
So, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you acknowledge that you are a sick person.
我们这个旧人充满了疾病。
This old person, this old man is full of sicknesses.
我们很多消极的思想，我们很多不洁净的思想，我们会嫉妒人，我们会说谎话，我们会骄傲，我们会自私，太多问题了。
All of our passive thoughts are envious notions, and we hate other, we're selfish, all of these things.
我们的罪，我们的病带进死亡。
Our sin and our illnesses, they bring about death.
连神家聚会都可能充满死亡，对不对？
So even when the house of God, when we assemble, and there may be death.
你看又是被 Brother Ernest 讲了，撒迪教会爱民是活的，其实是死的。
And Brother Ernie already shared Sardis. By name, they are alive, but in reality, they are dead.
神儿女们聚在一起，不是受益，乃是遭损，彼此用死亡、用旧照在这里影响彼此。
Get together, they are not beneficial to one another. They actually harm one another because of death.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们这位伟大的神，他用他的慈爱，用他的慈悲 tender mercies。作为我们的冠冕。
But our great and our awesome God, with his tender mercies, he has crowned us.
成为我们这个人最大的夸耀，就是神爱我。
And to become our greatest boast that God loves me.
成为在我这个身上最引人注意、最大的特点，就是神爱我，神的 mercy 在我身上。
But the one thing that begins to draw man's attention is of God's loving kindness and his tender mercies in my life.
而且他用他的美物使我知足。
And then he satisfies me with good things.
他把他儿子给了我们。
He's given us his only son.
我们能够说有主够了。
And so we can say it's enough that I have the Lord.
千万人中你最荣美啊。
He's the best among 10,000.
有了主真的是我们就没别无他求。
And if we have the Lord, there's nothing else that we would seek.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这样子数算主的恩典，赞美主恩典的时候，我相信我们这个人要活起来的。
And brothers, I trust that as we begin to praise, as we begin to count the Lord's blessings, we will come alive.
今天我要讲如鹰展翅上腾。
And today we're going to talk about how do we mount up with wings like eagles.
这个我这次我什么 PowerPoint 也都没有预备哈，你看他们大会的手册或是这个PowerPoint 也都帮我预备了一只翱翔的老鹰，非常谢谢他们。
And I didn't really prepare much in terms of the PowerPoint packages, and you see there's an eagle that is soaring.
那个鹰展翅上腾，翱翔天地之间，那是很美的一幅画。
We thank our projection team again. This is a wonderful picture how the eagle soars in the sky.
我没有去预备图，但是我相信你们的脑筋这个想象力都很丰富。
And I didn't prepare any additional pictures, but I trust that you are very imaginative.
你看着那只翱翔的老鹰。
You see that eagle that is soaring.
你看着你手册上面在众山岭之上翱翔的老鹰。
And you see that eagle that is soaring above the mountains.
然后你再想到地上有一只老母鸡。
And then you think about that there's a hen on the ground.
那么辛苦的在那边跑路。
And she is very diligently, very hardworking, running around.
老鹰飞个三分钟，可能这只鸡一两天都跑不到的路。
And what the eagle will cover in 2-3 minutes is something that the hen cannot probably tread for 2-3 days.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的问题。
This is our problem.
基督徒重生得救新造的人，我们的生命是属天的生命。
Christians, we are born again. We have a heavenly life.
是圣经上是用老鹰来形容我们新造的生命。
The scripture uses the life of an eagle to describe the life within us.
它应该是属天的，应该是超越的。
It is heavenly. It is surpassing.
但是你发现我们常常在地上很辛苦的过生活。
But you discover oftentimes we crawl around on the ground very drudgingly.
非常辛苦的在努力过生活。
Very diligent, very hard working.
所以疲乏、困倦，甚至跌倒，是我们常有的经历。
So we become weary, we falter, and these are the experiences that we have every day.
虽然疲乏困倦跌倒是我们难免有的经历。
Yes, we can become weary, we falter. These are the experiences that we do have.
但是它毕竟是不正常的经历。
But I will tell you, it is not a normal experience.
就着神的儿子所已经给我们的生命来说。
According to the life that's already been given to us through the Son of God.
在地上跑，在地上爬，在地上累，那是不正常的。
To run on the earth, to crawl on the earth, and you become weary, that is not normal.
神给我们的生命是长翅上腾的生命。
The life that God has given us is the life that soars.
你看我们今天很多的时候聚会里面，我们都那么辛苦，真的像老母鸡一样。
And I will tell you, a lot of times when we get together, it just seems like we're working so hard like that old hen.
哪里像他们那样唱诗又唱又跳的？
Not like just the worship team of us up here. They're jubilant. They're worshiping and jumping up and down.
我以前跟你说过，我在台南住的家离那个飞机场不远。那时候的军机都是叫老母鸡，我们叫它老母鸡。
And where I grew up, we live close to airfield in Tainan in Taiwan.And there are some of these planes that are just really old. We call them old hens.
那个美国都把比较旧的飞机送给我们台湾，好，那个运输机。
So in those days, America would give us some of the older models and these propeller planes.
每次起飞的时候，如果风正好朝这里吹，我们觉都睡不着的。
And if right when they were about to take off, they're going headwind, we couldn't sleep.
他讲啊。就是喊个老半天才跑完一个跑道。
It goes for a long time before it comes to the end of the runway.
然后 make a turn, 然后又开始，然后要叫很久。
It makes a turn. It goes it goes for a long time.
等到真正的轨道上的时候，才开始又很久，然后终于起飞了。
Finally, when it gets on the runway, it goes and it finally takes off.
英文不错。
Praise God. English translates well.
A universal language. 我讲到哪了？终于起飞了。
Finally, it took off.
你看，我们今天教会里面很多聚会都是这样子。
Our meetings are like that too, right?
需要 warm up.
We take time to warm up.
老半天。
For a long time.
只有前面两三排唱，后面都不唱。
The very first few rows are singing. People in the back aren't singing.
你们今天是在特会，大家都唱了，平常后面的人都不唱。
We're at the retreat. Praise God, we're all singing, but usually people in the back aren't singing.
所以我们的上帝的都很可怜，头发白的都很快。
So our worship leaders, it's very hard for them. They get great hair very easily.
个老半天，终于起飞了，已经散会了。
We for a long time, and then the meeting's over.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的问题。
Brothers and sisters, that's our problem.
鹰是展翅上腾的。
Those eagles, they soar in the in the sky.
仇敌来了。
The enemy comes.
他要起来就起来的。
He can take off whenever he wants.
他要飞就飞的。
He wants to fly, he flies.
他不需要这样老半天，然后再转个弯，再老半天，慢慢起来的。
He doesn't have to turn and have to run for a long time, turn and then take a long time to fly.
而且你真是老母鸡，你起来不久就掉下来了。
If you're really an old hen, you'll fly for a short distance and you'll have to fall.
因为我们用旧造的生命在过属天的生活。
Because we use the old life to try to live out a new creation.
我们用老母鸡的生活想活出鹰的生活。
We use the life of these old hens and we try to live out the life of an eagle.
那个叫做 mission impossible.
That is mission impossible.
不可能。
It's not possible.
所以疲乏困倦是我们难免的事情。
So when you're weary and you're tired, that is something, it does happen.
弟兄姊妹，不光是我们疲乏困倦。
Not only are we weary and we're tired.
很多的时候我们根本活不出该活的样子。
And I will tell you, oftentimes we can't even live out what we're supposed to be.
对，立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我。
So I will to do good, but I find that it's not within me to do good.
我们还是把今天主题经文读一下好吗？
So let's read the verse for today together.
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？
Have you not known?
永在的神耶和华创造地极的主。 必不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。啊，弟兄姊妹，那这段的经文太宝贵了哈。
And these words are so precious to us.
我相信很多人都已经会背了。
And I know a lot of brothers you take to memory on these verses.
按照我们所该知道的，我们还是不知道。
But according to what we ought to know, we still do not know.
按着我们所该进入的，很多时候我们还没有进入。
And according to what we should have entered in, we have not yet entered in.
不管我们讲的、听的、翻译的，我们都求主今天这节经文对我们再开一次。
And we pray for the speaker, the translator, and all those who hear that once again we these words may be open to us.
让我们回去过不一样的生活。
That when we return, we will live a different type of life.
自基督来住在我心，就是该不一样的。
And since Jesus came into my heart, there ought to be a difference.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么飞不起来
？So brothers, why is it that we cannot soar?
第一个，我刚才已经说过了，我们明明有鹰的生命，我们用老母鸡的生命在过生活。
I said it clearly already. We have the life of an eagle, but we live according to the life of a hen.
对，疲乏困倦难免的。
And it's easy for us to be weary and to be tired.
而且我礼拜五晚上讲过，那一只老鹰被那个捕兽的那个铁夹子夹住脚了。
I gave an example the last time I spoke of an eagle who was shackled by a trap.
它飞不动的。
She couldn't take off.
他早晚是落在地上被仇敌掳掠的。
And sooner or later, she's going to fall, and the hunter will get him.
所以，我们今天这些基督徒，在我身上如果有罪，有明显的罪，我们要很认真的去对付他。
So we made it very clear that we as Christians, if there are clear sins in our life, we need to deal with it very seriously.
弟兄姊妹，他已经释放我们，我们需要站得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制了。
He has already set us free. We need to stand firm and no longer be slaves of sin.
如果你走不出来，去找弟兄姊妹帮忙，找你的小组长，找区长，找教会的。带领弟兄来帮助你。
If you cannot walk out of those sins, find a brother and sister, find your small group lead, your district lead, find help to get out.
你带着那个铁夹飞不起来的。
With that trap on your feet, you cannot get out.
那另外一个，我从前也常讲的一个老鹰的故事哈，有一只老鹰在天上飞飞飞飞累了。
And secondly, I gave another story before. An eagle's been soaring, but he's gotten weary and tired.
他看到底上 那条河有上面有一个大的浮冰、啊、
And he saw in the river there is a big chunk of ice.
所以他停下来停在那个冰上面休息一下。
And so he decided to land on that chunk of ice just to rest.
你知道那个冰块就一直继续随着河流往下走。
And so that ice begins to flow down the river.
他自己知道他对周围的环境很熟。
The eagle is very familiar with his surroundings.
他知道再过不久会有一个大的瀑布。
And he knows that very shortly there's going to be a fall.
他想等到到了那边，我再飞起来，我再休息一下。
And he thinks when right before the fall, I will fly and I will soar.
所以他在那里一直休息。
So he rested and rested.
等到那个冰块到了瀑布边，要准备往下去的时候。
And that ice, when it came to the edge, right to the edge of the fall, right before it begins to fall.
展开翅膀就要飞哈。
And he spread his wings and he was going to take off.
突然发现他起不来。
And all that he discovered, he could not take off.
因为他的脚在冰上太久了，被冰给截住了。
Because his feet's been frozen onto that piece of ice.
他想踢他踢不掉。
And he's kicking, he's kicking, he couldn't release it.
随着冰块下去，粉身碎骨。
And he fell with that piece of ice and he's broken to pieces.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天很多基督徒常有的。
And brothers and sisters, this again is the experience of many Christians today.
我们自己以为站得稳，没有问题的。
We think that we are standing on firm ground. There's no problem.
我知道怎么飞。
I know how to fly.
因为我从前知道怎么胜过试探。
Because I knew in time past how to overcome temptations.
我从前知道我怎么样子能够在主的面前靠主恩典恢复过来。
And I know how to restore myself by the grace of God.
所以我们就多休息，多休息。
So we say, oh, I'll rest for a little longer, a little longer.
我们放松，我们放纵。
And we relax, we just let ourselves loose.
等到要飞。的时候发现我飞不起来了。
Until we discover it's time for me to fly, wait, I can't fly.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主的面前求主帮助我们。
Brothers, we need the Lord's help.
我们是不是自由的人
？Are we truly free?
这个问题没有人可以替你回答。
No one can answer this for you.
我们真自由吗
？Are we truly free?
神的儿子叫我自由，我真自由了吗？
The Son of God has set me free, but am I free indeed?
我能够再也不说谎话了吗？
Can I really say that I will no longer lie?
我能够再也不这样子的懒散了吗？
I will no longer be lazy anymore.
我能够再也在主的面前不逃避我的责任吗？
I will no longer flee from my responsibilities before God.
我愿不愿意勇敢去面对我生命的问题？
Are you courageous enough to face the problems in your life?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们想飞飞不起来。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we want to take off.But we cannot.
我们想祷告开不了口。
We want to pray, but we can't open our mouth.
我们的灵够不上去。
Our spirit seemingly cannot reach up.
我们的面子让我们不肯开口。
Our face is too thin. We couldn't open our mouth.
哦，弟兄姊妹，有太多的东西让我这个人不能自由。
But there are too many things that's keeping me bound that I am not free.
我拿我的情绪没有办法。
I can't do anything with my own emotions.
我们拿我们自己的话语没有办法。
With my own words, I have no control.
我们拿人际关系没有办法。
The relationships around me, I have no control over
them. 拿我们跟神的关系没有办法。
And then my relationship with God, I'm helpless.
弟兄姊妹，太多的地方我们不自由。
Brothers and sisters, there are so many areas we are not free.
天然人再强壮。
The natural man, no matter how strong, it will fall.
少年人要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Yes, the young man will faint, and even the youth, they will utterly fall.
不管你这只母鸡吃了多少的补品，维他命E，维他命什么。
This old hen, no matter how much nutrient she's taken in, and even vitamins or minerals.
一定会疲乏困倦的。
She will grow weary and tired.
我在大学的时候参加台湾的一个大学福音营。
When I was in college, we went to a gospel camp.
那时候我们在关渡，面对淡水，哎呀，看夕阳，好舒服。
We were at a beautiful place. We could see the sunset very often.
我记得我那天在草地上的时候，有一个年轻的弟兄跟我一起，我们两三个人在一起，我就听到他的见证。
And I remember that particular day, I was on a green pasture. There was a brother that was next to me. He was sharing with me his testimonies.
因为他看到我脸上肿个瘤，所以他也很有负担跟我讲话。
He saw a big tumor on my face, so he was moved to come and share with me.
他就跟我说，他说于弟兄，你知道吗
？He says, brother, you do you know?
在我十二三岁的时候，我得了一个病，我几乎可以说死掉。医生判我是没有盼望的。
And I was about 12 or 13 years old. A doctor basically gave me the notice that I have to face my death. I'm without hope.
因为一下子我所有的胃口就没有。
Because all of a sudden I lost all of my appetite.
我什么都不吃。
I stopped eating.
然后我整个人就开始消瘦，消瘦，消瘦。
And I got skinnier and skinnier and skinnier.
我瘦到像皮包骨，我没有体力。医生说，跟家人都说，这个人不可能得医的。
I got to the point where I'm literally skin and bones, and the doctor said to my family, "There's no healing for him."
他说那个时候正好有一个从外国来的牧师在台湾有一个聚会，他跑去参加了。
He said there was a brother that came from outside the states or from the states and to minister here in Taiwan, so I went and attended.
那天在会后，说有病的人，把你的手按在你的病处，我为你们祷告。
And that day, at the conclusion of the service, the speaker says, "Lay your hand upon where you are ill, and I will pray for you."
你带着信心求神来医治你。
So by faith, ask the Lord to heal you.
他说我那个时候，这个半信不信的，我就试着把手放在我的。这个肠胃这边我就祷告。
He says I was somewhat reluctant, but I went and put my hand on my stomach and I began to pray.
我祷告到一半的时候，突然像热流一样淋到我的全身。
He says I was praying in the middle of my prayer, there was like a flush of warmth that came upon me.
他说有一个说不出来的平安，说不出来的力量进到我的身上。
It's unspeakable peace, unspeakable strength that came upon me.
他说我那天回家，我就跟我妈妈讲说，妈妈，我饿了，我想吃点东西。
So that day when I went home, I said to my mom, "Mom, I'm hungry. Can I eat something?"
他妈一听，眼泪都下来了，怎么可能？孩子这么多日子，我做了各样好吃的东西，你都不要吃啊
？His mom begins to cry and says, "How is this possible? All these days I've been preparing wonderful meals for you. You didn't want to."
居然现在你突然饿了，要跟我要东西吃，妈妈赶快去预备东西。
You tell me you're hungry and you want to eat. Her mom, his mom ran to the kitchen to begin to prepare food.
他说于弟兄从那。那天开始我就胃口一直恢复，我越来越好，越来越健康。你看到我现在。
He said, "Brother, you since that day, my appetites came back, and I began to eat. And now, look at me, I'm healthy right now."
好的，当我经历这个神迹的时候
，So when I experienced this miracle,
我在主的面前认为这一辈子，就算别人跌倒，我永远不会跌倒。
And I said, "For the rest of my life, if other people will fall, I will never fall."
别人会。 这个出卖主会不顺服主，我不可能不顺服他，他太真了。
Other people will deny the Lord. I will never deny the Lord. He is so real to me.
我要永远爱他的。
I will forever love him.
他的弟兄，他说你知道吗？没有两三年我就软弱了。
But he says, brother, after about 2-3 years, I fall into weakness.
他说神迹会激励我们，但是不能够让我们永远爱主。
I said miracles will encourage us, motivate us, but it will not allow us to love the Lord forever.
他说我那时候就跟彼得一样，别人会跌倒，我永远不会跌倒。
And I was like Peter. I said everybody will fall, but Lord, I will never fall.
我就是为你死都可以的。
I will even die for you.
他说我太不认识自己了。
I said I really didn't know myself.
弟兄姊妹，再强壮的少年人会疲乏困倦的。
And brother and sister, no matter how strong the young man, he will faint and he will fall.
再强壮的也必跌倒。
It doesn't matter how strong he is, he will utterly fall.
当我用天然老旧的生命要来过属天的生活，活出属天的要求，那真是 mission impossible, 不可能的事情。
If I want to use the strength of this natural man to live out the heavenly life, it is mission impossible. It is not possible for me to do that.
我们个人会跌倒，连大卫都会跌倒，对不对？
We individually will fall, even King David. He
连大卫都会疲倦。他在诗篇39篇，他说：“求你宽容我，在我去而不返之先，可以力量复原。”
Psalm 39, he says, "Lord, in this path of no returning, may my strength be returned to me."
好，为什么说要叫我力量复原？因为他力量掉了。
He says, "Why did he say, 'Lord, restore my strength?' Because he felt like he lost his strength."
他为什么需要祷告说叫神来 restore 他的 strength？ 因为他的力量够不上了。
He prays the Lord, "Lord, restores my strength," because he says, "I have not enough strength to meet my days."
弟兄姊妹，我们都会疲倦的。
Brothers, we will all grow weary.
连团体也会疲倦。当你产业以色列疲乏的时候，求你使他坚固。
People as a group will become weary, even as Israel cries out, "Lord, strengthen the strength of Israel."
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的神不仅仅是他自己不会疲乏困倦。
Not only does our God not grow weary and tired,
而且他要赐下能力恩典来帮助我。
And he will give power, he will give grace to help us.
所以刚才在29节我们读的永在的神耶和华创造地极的主并不疲乏也不困倦，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength.
你会说神不疲乏困倦，那当然的嘛，因为他是神。
You say God, he never grows weary, he never grows tired. Of course, he's God.
那有什么了不起？他当然不会疲乏困倦。
What's the big deal? Of course.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这里讲他不疲乏不困倦，不光是讲了他的能力啊。
When it says that God, he does not grow weary, he does not lose strength, it's not simply speak of his power.
你想想看，他面对像我这样子赖皮的人。
And imagine when he has to face someone who is so stubborn like me.
这么败坏，这么多地方虚假，这么多地方妥协，这么多地方不合他心意，他这么长的时间还爱我。
So much corruption, so much falsehood, so much areas where I'm not living according to his will, all this time he still loves me.
他到今天仍然不肯放我。
To this very day, he will not let me go.
他到今天还肯继续做工在我身上，没有疲乏，没有困倦。
To this very day, he is still working my life as if he's not weary and he has not grown tired.
伟大的忍耐，伟大的包容，伟大的宽恕，伟大的接纳，接纳弟兄姊妹，他太伟大了。
This great long suffering, this great long patience, everything that he has lavished over me, he is indeed wonderful and great.
他的能力。不疲乏不困倦我可以了解。
His power, because of his power, he doesn't grow weary and doesn't grow tired, I understand.
他对我这样子的人不疲乏不困倦，这是我不能够明白的。
But when he faces someone like me, he doesn't grow weary, he doesn't grow tired, it is something for me to, it's hard for me to understand.
再加上软弱的人不止我一个，你们也中间也有几个，对不对？
And I trust I'm not the only one who is weak, I know there's some among us, right?
历史历代加起来这么多人，他一个都不丢掉的。
And then throughout all history, he has never lost any.
每一天早晨爱都是新鲜的。
And every morning his love is fresh.
每一天早晨他给我们新的恩典，新的力量，新的托付，在我们身上有新的盼望。
And every morning he has new mercy, he has new hope in our lives.
他不疲乏不困倦，这一点叫做 amazing grace, unending love.
He doesn't grow weary, he doesn't grow tired. This is amazing grace, unending love in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，真的是奇异的恩典，无止息的爱。
Brothers, this is amazing grace, it is unending love.
他在这里疲乏的，他就赐能力；软弱的，他就加力量。
Again, to those who have no strength, he increases strength.
我特别挑的诗篇六十八篇，68篇，他不仅仅讲到以色列的能力是神所赐给的。
Psalm 68, not only does it say that the strength of Israel comes by the Lord.
而且讲到以色列的神是愿意拿将力量和全能赐给他百姓的。
But the God of Israel is the one who is willing to more than give the power to his people.
不仅仅我们的能力是从他而来。
Not only does our power come from him.
而且他是那位愿意赐能力的神。
But he is the one who's more than willing to give us strength.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有这样子的神，我们正应该常常地回到他的面前来。
And if we have such a God, we need to often return to his presence.
他在这里讲到疲乏的，他要赐能力给我。
And again, he says, those who grow weary and tired, he will give them strength. He will increase their strength.
软弱的，他要加力量给我。
And those who have no might, he will increase strength.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。